Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get out to the Scores baseball expert. Bruce Levine joins us. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Heard the discussion. We're talking Cubs bullpen.
Well, we were talking about the idea that that Brandon Morrow getting on the mound is significant in that his stated return is this is the throwing program, and he's taken a step. So we're moving forward. And then we started talking about how you use him as the year goes on and the sort of issues that you have and just this balance of protecting him and making sure you don't overuse him and you don't burn him out before you get to where you need to go while you're also supposed to win every game. It just seems like there is a dichotomy between those two thoughts.
Here's the deal. It was perceived last year when he was used three times by Joe Maddon in a row that it was a situation where this will never happen again. So he's only going to be used twice in a row once he comes back. That means you're going to have another guy to step in and be the closer. Who's that going to be?
I think Pedro Strop by design, more than likely.
And he threw yesterday too, Bruce.
He's a guy, but he has his own injury concern. So maybe it's not on the roster. Maybe the answer's not on the roster yet, Bruce. Everybody wants to maybe suggest that, even though it's probably not realistic.
Yeah, and you know what? The tough part for the Cubs, guys, is that at this time of year, everybody's looking for bullpen help. Mm-hmm. They're all looking for closers. There's four or five teams out there that really haven't named their closer. So the back end is a question mark for a lot of people here. Now, the good news is that the Cubs and a lot of teams have a lot of choices of guys that throw in the high 90s that also have experience. You know, you have the C-Shecks, you have the Kinslers. You have people like that who have been there and done it and won't be afraid to go out there and get you a save. But are any of these guys, in your mind, the closer on a championship team in September or October?
No, that's always been the issue that I think I've been consistent with throughout spring training.
But here's the problem I have. I'm a White Sox fan. And I watched 2005, and I saw, you know, Shingo start out as the closer, Dustin Hermanson become a closer. Wow, thank God he's there. And then big, bad Bobby Jenks.
But, Mully, did you start 2005 thinking you were going to win the World Series if you're a White Sox fan?
Well, I didn't.
Planning?
I didn't
was that
start
the
out thinking that Bobby Jenks was going to be the closer.
Okay.
And I'm just saying.
Fair enough.
Somehow you can find a guy. Maybe, hey, this is a really stupid idea because I don't think it would ever happen. Who knows? Maybe Tyler Chatwood ends up as the closer by the end of the year.
You know, it's not the dumbest thing in the world, honestly, because I've thought about it. Other people have talked about it because of the fact that he does have the high velocity and he has, you know, a great strikeout ratio, doesn't give up a lot of hits. So there would have to be an awful lot of confidence build up for one, A, Joe Maddon, B, Tyler Chatwood, and a lot of good work along the way to be able to get to that point. But you know, stranger things have happened, as you just laid out, Mully. You know, the three closers for a world championship team, it seemed seamless at the time. You know, it just went from one to the other to the other, and all three did a great job. So it can happen. You know, is Carl Edwards finally going to be the mature guy that steps up with the 97, 98 and the breaking ball to be that guy? There are a lot of moving parts here, and I guess many teams would say, if this is the biggest problem you have from a 95-win team last year, then you're in pretty good shape.
Right. Bruce, I ask this sincerely. John Lester yesterday faced a lineup full of Class A hitters to increase his pitch count. What's the value in that?
Well, you know, the value is that he gets his pitch count up, and that's what you identify. You don't really necessarily – I mean, he didn't throw a lot of fastballs. He worked on his breaking balls and his changeups. And it was a command day, and it was a arm strength day. And that's what it's all about at the end of the year here. Do we worry about John Lester being able to compete against the best teams in baseball?
No.
No. But so building up the arm strength, okay, being ready to compete opening day, that's the story. Now, Joe Maddon has not named the rest of his starters. You know, we assume, and that's always in a dangerous word, we assume that Yu Darvish, who's going today, will be the second pitcher, and Cole Hamels will be the third. But they're holding out, naming who that's going to be. So we'll see how it all shakes out. We do know they have five really good pitchers to offer.
Bruce, we'll let you go. Just quickly on the White Sox, they announced Carlos Rodon. Was that to take away the headline from Dane Dunning's surgery? Is that, I mean, because I don't know what else they would have announced. And how do they line up their five?
We've been asking Renteria, you know, about starting pitching and lineups since the first day of camp. So we finally came across with Rodon. And then, you know, after that, you know, it's got to be Lopez, Giolito, you know, then
you have Nova.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have Santana, you have Covey, and you have Benuelos, who pitched very well yesterday.
I was told Covey's definitely in the bullpen.
Yeah, well, that might be the start of the season, but, you know, we don't know how it's going to work out. The one guy that's a real mystery to me is Giolito. He's really proved nothing down here other than what he did last year at the end of the year, and that is, you know, have really good stuff and not be able to command it all the time.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Yep, that is Bruce Levine, the Scores baseball expert.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.